USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Hurricane Dorian is battering North Carolina's Outer Banks after making landfall over Cape Hatteras. The National Hurricane Center says Dorian's maximum sustained winds are near 80 miles an hour. Meanwhile, in South Carolina, Republican Governor Henry McMaster updates us on the status of his state.
The rules with a hurricane are you get people out of the way as quickly, as safely as you can, and then when the threat is gone, get them back in as quickly and as safely as you can, and that's where we are now.
The U.S. economy added 130,000 payroll jobs in August, the Labor Department reported. The unemployment rate remained unchanged at 3.7% for the third consecutive month, remaining near its 50-year low. Wall Street's reaction to those numbers, the Dow rose 69 points to close at 26,797. This is USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Erickson. I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
In what some consider a controversial move, tributes to some Confederate heroes are being taken down. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Wendy King.
Highway signs honoring the President of the Confederacy, Jefferson Davis, are being taken down in a northern Virginia county. In May, a state panel approved Arlington County's request to change the name of U.S. Route 1 from Jefferson Davis Highway to Richmond Highway. County workers are now beginning to swap out the signs at a cost of $17,000. The city of Alexandria made a similar change at the start of the year. The highway carried the Davis name since 1922.
Missouri Republican Governor Mike Parson says he's considering multiple options to try and address a rash of gun violence and murders in the state.
The one thing I will tell you about the violent crime situation, something that's going on, it will not be one entity that fixes this. It'll be the federal, the state, and the local levels working together to try to come up with some sort of compromise to see what we can do on the streets.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
To thank you for helping build MyPillow into the big company that it's become, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has created the new Radio Listener Special. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, and you can get deep discounts on the new body pillow, on regular MyPillow, the travel pillow, the Giza Dreams bed sheets, lots of savings there. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA and save on everything on the website.
A national poll finds how Americans feel about a growing form of technology. And USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the results.
When it comes to using facial recognition technology, most Americans trust law enforcement agencies to use the capability responsibly, but they don't have the same faith in social networks, technology companies, or advertisers. That's according to a new Pew Research Center survey. It finds a majority of Americans, 56%, say they do trust police to use those technologies responsibly, but notably smaller shares of the public say they trust technology companies at 36% or advertisers at 18% to use it responsibly. The survey was based on responses from nearly 4,300 U.S. adults. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The town of Biggs, California is using football season as a way to help a high school in San Bernardino County that was damaged by earthquakes this summer. Trona High School was temporarily closed down and the football field goalposts were knocked down by July's earthquakes. Biggs Superintendent Doug Kalin tells NBC News what their school is doing to help out.
We're going to sell raffle tickets in our next three home games to help them out. You know, this could carry over into the winter sports seasons and really just kind of be here for them the entire school year if we need to be.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.